Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the Lord. Good morning, my brothers and my sisters, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Christ, and some said Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Oh, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in his sight. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And it is prayer first. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Most High God. Again, it's another week has gone by, and so much has happened. But yet, in the midst of it all, glory to God. God is there, and he was there. He never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He is our very present help, our strength, our hope, our trust, hallelujah, and our confidence. Yes, he is. He is. He is our God. What a mighty God we serve. A mighty fortress is our God, hallelujah. Provide a shield of defense, hallelujah. Our protector, he rescues us, hallelujah, glory. He changes our life from darkness into light, hallelujah. And not just any light, but his marvelous, glorious light. What a life it is to be in the kingdom of the Most High God. We thank the Lord for the gift of faith and for the gift of mercy and grace. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank him this day. So much is going on, and we're mindful of the weather. It seems, well, it's winter, but the weather seems so fierce. And we pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua the Christ, the Son of the living God, we come giving you glory and blessing your most holy name. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Father, for your long suffering. We thank you for leading and guiding and directing us. We thank you for calling us into your kingdom. We thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Almighty God, that you allow us to be covered with the blood of Jesus, that we may come into your most holy presence. We thank you that you hear us when we pray. And not only do you hear us, you don't turn a blind ear to us. You, Almighty God, allow us to see the manifestation of glory to your name. We believe and we have faith. We trust and depend on you. Our hope and our confidence is in you. And we thank you this morning. Oh, we thank you for shalom. We thank you for peace. But nothing is missing and nothing is broken. We thank you for wholeness, soundness. We thank you, Father God. We glorify you. We thank you for a sound mind. We glorify you. We thank you for healthy bodies. We thank you for healthy attitudes and healthy appetites. We thank you that we have self-control. We thank you that we are honored and we honor you in our bodies. We take care of it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the power that you have given us to speak those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. So we say, peace, be still. Oh, secure and rescue your people from the storms, the natural storms, Almighty God, spiritual storm. We thank you for hiding your people in a cliff. We thank you for covering your people. We thank you for being a guiding light for your people. Hallelujah. We thank you for miracles, supernatural miracles of escape and protection. We glorify you, most holy God. We thank you that we walk in this earth, and our walk does not profane your name. Oh, glory, glory. Our walk does not profane your name. Hallelujah. Bless your most holy name. Oh, Lord God, we thank you that in this earth, we're imitators of you, and we bring glory to your most holy name. We thank you that we walk in the authority that we're matured enough to walk in, giving you honor and allowing a dying world to see what it's like to be loved and governed and cared for by the Almighty God. Father, we thank you, and we put our hope and our trust and our faith in you. And we thank you for meeting every need. We thank you for remembering Washington, D.C. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We rebuke the measles epidemic that's trying to come forth. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that we can say we rebuke, hallelujah, disobedience. Hallelujah. Running out of control. Undisciplined. Hallelujah. Thank you. Rebuke it, Almighty God, and allow themselves to die as they were appointed to die. And new cells come forth healthy. Oh, God, thank you. Right now, nothing can resist it. They're dying, and doctors are amazing. Stamp it out forever, Almighty God. We thank you for it. Diabetes. Thank you for discipline. Hallelujah, nature and attitude in your people. Bodies functioning. Heart disease. Broken heart. Stress. Rebuke it. Bring about relaxation to the muscles of the heart, the arteries. Blood flowing freely. Hallelujah. Heart beating according to your specification. Yes, God. We do thank you. Arthritis, not acceptable. Hallelujah. Heal your people. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. It is in the name of Jesus. Praise. Amen. Well, now we'll do as we always do, but I want to add something to that. To our routine, I should say. Repetition, repetition. It's good, but every once in a while it's nice to add a little something to it. And I always think that it's important for us to remember. I found this, my little red book, I call it. I woke up one morning, I think I shared it with you, and my little red book came to my mind. The people were getting in the mail. It's just a little red book that says prayer. And I didn't know where it was, and I went looking for it. The Lord laid it on my heart, and I went and I got it, and I started reading. And I did share some not too long ago the other day. But this is what I wanted to read. Listen, it's the daily confession of faith. Hallelujah. In Christ, I am anointed and a powerful person of God. I am joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I am a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessings. If God be for me, who can be against me? I am blessed coming in and I am blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded good treasures. I'm sorry, God has commanded his blessing on my storehouse. He has opened his good treasures, and I shall lend and not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place. I have his protection and provision. God is my refuge, my fortress. I'm not afraid of the snare of the fowler. No evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are bearing me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. As declared in Psalms 91, 1 Peter 2 and 9, established, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am a peculiar person, called out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, 24 states, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infections, or any other disease cannot enter, nor if it has entered, maintain itself in my body. I am without blemish, spot. I am without spot or blemish, an intercessor, the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, the Lord. I am saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for the prosperity and the peace your holy city, Jerusalem. Peace be within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Remember, you're a child of God. And remember your faith. Hallelujah. Your confidence in what has been said by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We put our trust, our hope, our confidence in the Most High God. He is worthy of our hope, our trust, and our confidence. He is worthy. Hallelujah. But it has been given to man a measure of faith. And he is worthy of us exercising in him. Hallelujah. It is such a pleasure. I know that there will be some who will probably hear this years from now, months from now, days from now. And at this moment, I pray the anointing on this 30 minutes that it would truly inspire and make a difference, and know more than, that you will know more than anything, that you are loved by the Most High God Himself. He loves you. Don't ever forget. Put your hands on your heart and say, God loves me. I thank you, Father, for loving me. Hallelujah. Your Father, which is in heaven, loves you. Man can't define the love. I don't think there's a word that gives the full essence of that meaning, of that phrase. God loves me. Oh, the fullness of that word. I pray. It is true. He provides and he protects his home. Hallelujah. Well, my darling, we will go to our scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If we are walking in faith and trusting God, there's a little something we need to do to show him just how much we trust him and how much we believe in him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. He's an awesome God, and he's worthy. He is indeed worthy. And since we are children of God, we, on our Father, with our obedience. And there are times when we find ourselves in dire situations because we've made maybe bad decisions or we labored in something too long. But he says we complain about the world. First, we talk about our community, our immediate community, our counties, our states, and then the United States. But no matter where you are, regardless of where you are, it doesn't matter about the country, the nation, you're a child of God. This is what he said to King Solomon in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Knowing that he was talking about Israel, but we are his people. So I believe and I know that we can apply this, and it does. He says in 2 Chronicles 13-14, and let's purpose in our heart to be obedient to God. He says, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. That's a promise. Glory be to God. But what we must do is humble ourselves, pray and seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways. Then will he hear from heaven, and he will forgive our sin and will heal the land. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Do it. We can do it on an individual basis, and we can do it collectively. And we thank the Lord for his word. We're reading now Psalm 1:1-4. Hear the sacred scriptures. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Listen, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your faith and your confidence in God. Trust God. Don't lean to ungodly counsel. Don't sit with those who you know are sinners. Give your ears and your attention to God. Allow him to direct your path. He knows the way that he has chosen for you. And we want to be in right relationship with God. So we have to seek him and know what it is that he would have us to do. You know the plans that he has for us. Hallelujah. You know the desires that he has. Let's go to Proverbs 3, starting at the 5th verse. I don't know, let's just start at the 1st verse. It reads, Proverbs 3:1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. bind them about thy neck, write them upon the pillows of thine heart. So shall thy find favor standing in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Let's go to 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health unto thy neighbor and marrow to thy bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was Proverbs, the 3:1-8. So much, and so many nuggets, and so precious, precious words will help us in our walk on this earth. And we will begin to operate from a different perspective. We'll be operating as children of God, who are spiritual beings, housed in a body, housed in flesh, but your spirit man, hallelujah, in the spirit, there's no stress, not in the spirit. You're free, you have freedom in the spirit. How do we worship God? We worship our spirit man. So as we read the sacred scriptures, meditate on the sacred scriptures, building up the spirit man, hallelujah, become stronger and stronger. And then, ooh, spirit to spirit, glory to God. Someone asked my husband, is this a spiritual thing? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This walk is spiritual. Yes, you're walking in a natural world, but you operate under spiritual principles. Yes, you do. And we are a new creation. Behold, all things are new. The nature of your father and your mother, no. We have the nature of God in us. Jesus walked on this earth as a man from a spiritual perspective. Glory to God. He was the one that set it all in order. And he demonstrated to us how we were to walk and are to walk in this world, in this earth. We're ambassadors. This is not your home. This is not my home. So the things of this world can't tie us down. We are spirit. We are kingdom children. Kingdom of God, we operate. So where we have gotten all twisted and confused and, oh, my Lord. But the Holy Ghost, Jesus said he sent that he'd give us the Holy Ghost forever. That's what the scripture said. The Holy Ghost, lead us and guide us to all truth. Revelation. Hallelujah. Walk. And if you hunger for God and you're thirsty for him, you will find him. When you seek him with all your heart, you will find him. And then things will begin to unfold right before your very eyes. You're going to find some truth. Don't get angry with the ones who taught. They taught you from what they knew. from their denomination, and they're sticking to it because it's a safe place to be. But our safety in Jesus and in the written word. So we have to ask God to open our eyes. We have so much information at our hands, at a click of a button. If you discipline yourself and not make God an option, but our top priority, he'll show us great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he will. He will show us great and mighty things. But we have to learn how to love the unlovable, be kind when people are not being kind to us. Want to be. That is your nature, to be kind. You don't have to fight back. Vengeance belongs to our God, and he is our strength and our leading post. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for trusting him, having faith, not just faith. People say, well, you don't have faith. Okay. First, you have to have faith in God. Once you have faith in God, you have to you have to know who he is, know your God. Then you have faith and trust and hope in him. And it doesn't happen overnight. It grows. Yes, it does. And you can't compare yourself with other people. Oh, he got his You just keep your eyes focused on your Father. It's a personal thing. It's a personal relationship. And you can make the difference with your relationship with God. Don't look at other people and say, and start feeling bad, you're not there. God knows exactly where you are. He knows what he has called you to do. So be faithful where you are and watch how God mature you and watch how your faith gets stronger and stronger. People who said, oh, you just don't have no faith. And when they look up one day, oh my God, they will see something. They will see. And not only that, you're doing mighty works for your God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, if 30 minutes is just about over. Number six, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We're going to Jude, the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. The only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And until we meet again at the appointed place, at the appointed time, we pray that you forever be in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah, never wavering, never doubting. Your faith and your trust remain in him. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. You have favor with God, favor with men, and may he bless you and wash you in his favor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.